The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
Thank God it's Friday!
How do they party in Canada? I gotta figure that out. We're in Canada! At least one third of us are. I got Super Don and Captain Morgan helping me out from a distance.
Yeah,
Welcome to Friday.
We're still here in the continental United States, and you're elsewhere, aren't you?
We're heading into the frozen tundra, and when I got here, it was snowing. It's thawed out, but then it's getting cold again.
It's snowing, really?
When I arrived, it did, yeah.
How have you survived? I don't even know.
Well, I just ran into a car and then ran into a house and ran into a hotel.
You ran into a car. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. No, it's funny. Okay. I didn't actually do that. In fact, I stayed with dear friends of mine the first night, and he...
Are they reindeer?
They're not reindeer. Dear friends that are not reindeer.
And oh, okay.
He's actually an athletic trainer. He's a high-level, you know, athlete, and he trains folks. And I had the crazy idea of thinking, you know, it would be fun if I went to one of your classes. And he's like, sure, come on, I'd love it, you know. And so I'm training with a bunch of super mom housewives, and they're kicking my butt. I'm telling you, they were in such good shape, and I can't straighten my left arm out today. It's amazing. So I worked it really good.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But what do they do for, is it like moose back riding or maple syrup lifting?
I can't make Canadian, you know what? You can make Canadian jokes and they're still so nice. The reputation is real. They are just nice folks. Even if they disagree with you, they'll disagree with you in a very polite way. But I got to go there and work out with them, and they were so gracious to have me. And I'm just like hurting today, but I took some Arnica. I put some magnesium, topical magnesium, the electromagnesium on it, and I'm okay, but it's a good kind of sore. I've been this sore before, but it's been a while because I haven't been working with an athletic trainer like I used to when I was boxing. But I'm raring to go for total health.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, now that I've had my workout, who do we have to beat up? De Niro? No, not De Niro. I think, Super Don, you and I were right about De Niro. He wanted this film shown. There's a lot of stuff going on in the movie Vax right now that is just, it's validating our perspective or our suspicion about Robert De Niro. It wasn't him that wanted this film suppressed in any way.
Yeah, there was a very telling interview that was done on Fox 5 New York, and we'll have it in the show notes, where he was sitting right alongside Jane Rosenthal, who is his co-partner, founder of the Tribeca Film Festival. And, you know, De Niro went on to say that he was really kind of surprised that there was such an uproar about the movie Vaxxed, because in his opinion, it's not an anti-vaccine movie. And that was actually very, I don't know, how would you describe it? It was just kind of a vindication for, you know, what we had all thought about De Niro. And indeed, he is concerned about vaccines and the link to autism, but because of the pressure that was put on him, he had to pull it. So, yeah, I guess we can say we were right, and a lot of other people were right in the fact that they feel like we should not be beating up Robert De Niro, because it really seems like he was in favor of the movie and the message and the conversation taking place, while other people, thought otherwise.
Of course, the Skepduck media community is freaking out about Robert De Niro saying that Vaxxed is not an anti-vaccine movie.
You know, I have not yet, and I'm still looking. I'm trying to find somebody, you know, in the Skepduck hierarchy to actually come out and call him an anti-vaxxer. They've expressed their disappointment with Robert De Niro. In fact, I'm even seeing things where they are saying that Wakefield must have duped Robert De Niro into wanting to let this documentary be screened at Tribeca.
So now De Niro is not intelligent enough to decide what films can be shown at Tribeca. That's what they're coming for.
No. Well, listen, dude. The Skepducks are big on whacking everybody over the head with the, oh, look at you, you're believing conspiracy theories. But these guys come up with conspiracy theories left and right. To think that Wakefield, you know, somehow like hoodwinked Robert De Niro into wanting to allow this to be screened, that's a total conspiracy theory.
And the thing is, what's a conspiracy theory is what they say about Wakefield's 1998 paper. They claim that he claimed that the MMR vaccine causes autism when it's not even true, not even close to being true. He never said that. But that's a conspiracy theory by the Skepducks, not us. Do I understand right that, Captain Morgan, you've got a freshman Friday question that we're going to do next hour if we have time?
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends that are trying to figure out, you know, what is the controversy between vaccines and autism? We're talking so much about Robert De Niro and about this film, but at the core of it, to give a little background into what the actual studies and facts are so that people can understand, why is it a big deal to call this an anti-vaccine movie to begin with? Like, why is that such a buzz?
We'll definitely hit that then. Also, there's blowback out of Houston as the mayor there has been basically overt, not even hiding it. He sent a really threatening letter to that Houston Film Festival, to the organizer, and that organizer sent a letter to the distributor for the film Vaxxed. It's I can't remember the name of it right now. I'm in Canada. I can't remember it.
We're all drawing.
The Altitude. Here.
No, it's the no. Yeah, it's the Latitude is what it is. But yeah, oh, good Lord. Now, I know at any other minute. It's in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Y'all check it out. I don't have to. I'm the host. Anyway, they were sent a letter by the film festival coordinator saying, look, I got this threatening letter. I hope they don't threaten you, too. And it turns out the mayor of Houston and others in the government said they don't want this film shown because they're afraid that vaccine compliance rates would go down in their city, and they're all about making sure everybody gets vaccinated. So there's a cross-purpose scenario here. They throw out the thought of safety, vaccine safety, because they would rather have everybody vaccinated whether it's safe or not.
That's Cinema Libre, by the way.
Cinema Libre, that's right. That's why I couldn't remember it, because it's Spanish, and I'm not good at Libre.
You're up there in French Canada, right?
French Canada, that's right. Quebecois, as they say.
Languages.
But yeah, so think about that. They're overt. They're not even hiding their calls for censorship. They're in the government, violating the First Amendment. For all of the skeptics to say, oh, this is not about censorship. Robert De Niro doesn't have to show anything he doesn't want to. He wanted to show it. He was threatening. Clearly in that video that we have linked up, that lady that was with him is just on pins and needles every time De Niro says anything that's not, this is an anti-vaccine.
Oh, dude, I have not seen anybody squirm like that in a long time.
Yeah. And we've got articles. John Rappaport's got a couple of great ones as well talking about these calls for censorship. And the thing is, it used to be that because they pretty much owned and controlled the media, when they threw this out there, nobody really pushed back. They were successful. And they were successful at marginalizing and ridiculing these messages. And so now it's fallen back on them. It's becoming so obvious and apparent. This has never happened in the history of suppression on this topic before, where they're not succeeding. They're actually gaining more interest in the film with every attack on it.
which is a fascinating commentary on what social media can do. The real trial by public opinion is becoming such a relevant issue in every kind of debate.
I think so. I think from a millennial perspective, Captain Morgan, I mean, how... You see, some of the millennials seem to not mind censorship because they don't want to be offended, right? So they'll call for, well, we don't want this in our safe speech zone because it offends us. But then I'm sure, like yourself and your husband, Op-Ed, you appreciate freedom of speech. Even if people disagree with us and what they want to say, we defend their right to say that. But there is a group of people that seem to be, particularly in the vaccine community, that don't want any discussion of vaccine safety because they're afraid that people might not vaccinate to the level that they want them to.
Come on, why? Yeah.
Well, and it's an interesting situation. The pro-vaccine community is at a bit of a disadvantage here because they obviously don't understand how PR works. Okay? People have a general distrust of government and authority. They just do. And so you come off of the Tribeca Film Festival situation where people's interests have been piqued, and now you go to Houston, now you've got government people that are going, no, you can't watch this. So really, honestly, I think what you're going to see here is people are now going to be like, wait, I want to see this now, because they don't want me to. I mean, it's just human nature.
Well, I think so, and I sure hope that the tradition of freedom of speech here embedded into the DNA of America wins out overall. But again, when we talk about a religious dogma, and that's the vaccine dogma, it's always been shouting down those who have called for safety testing, much less efficacy. And to claim that those people, because they're asking about safety or concerned about safety, that they're automatically against vaccines. Remember, all of those families with kids who have been injured are pro-vaccine, or at least they were, or else the kids would have never been vaccine injured. They wouldn't have been vaccinated. Now, having said that, I don't have a problem with people who are anti-vaccine. I am anti-vaccine as it stands today. I am not against stimulating the production of antibodies in a safe way, which I can do through homeoprophylaxis. This is the use of nozotes, but that's not up for discussion. It's inject you with toxic poisons or nothing. And if it's nothing, then you're anti everything, and we want to take your kids, we want to imprison you, we want to fine you, depending on how intense the government fervor is on this issue.
It's definitely not an issue that's going to get resolved anytime soon, and I think that's why it's so important to be constantly talking about it and getting as much information as possible.
All right, well, we'll see if we can squeeze in some freshman Friday questions with Captain Morgan a little later next hour. We've got the Doc of Detox coming up right here from Canada. We're going to debut his Healthy to 100 book, and we're going to videotape it, so you're going to be able to catch it online. We'll let you know how to do that as well. The Doc of Detox coming up next with some light talk, and we got more coming from Canada. Total Health, hope to see you this weekend. Back with more and the Doc of Detox after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What's up, Doc?
It's Detoxic Friday. He's the Doc of Detox. Detoxic Friday with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf.
Hey, it's special edition of Detoxic Friday, live from where? Toronto, Canada, eh? I'm actually an honorary Canadian here, standing in between two of the most loveliest, warm-hearted people. The vitamin L is flowing. The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and Lori, you're here with us. How exciting is this? We're actually here. Total health time.
This is it. Ty's coming. You're here. We're here. It's going to happen.
Yeah, and there's a very big announcement we're about to make on the air for the first time, something related to a book called Healthy to 100. And we're going to simulcast this on sort of a YouTube-y kind of thing that'll be on Facebook. So you're going to see the video of what we're about to do on the air, folks. But I'm going to say it right now. Take it away, Doc of Detox.
All right, everybody. This is the Doc of Detox, and this is your one-a-day. Now, this is a very special one-a-day. Today, what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be releasing the Healthy to 100 book. We first brought it out in ebook over a year ago, and in a year, we've had over 600,000 downloads, and we finally got it together, and we're going to unwrap this thing today. So here we go. Lori Malcolm, she helped me co-write the book, and she's going to unwrap the box that has the books.
And I'm so honored to be here to see this for the first time. All right, let's take a look.
So exciting.
The Made Manifest book in the physical form right here, Healthy to 100, at the Total Health Conference. We're going to see it for the first time.
Yeah, nobody realizes what it takes to actually write a book and then to get the book out, right?
Here we go.
Well, it's big time. Here it is, folks, the Healthy to 100 book. And just to show our appreciation for all our Facebook fans and everybody else, okay, the book is going to be selling for $29.95, but we're going to be selling it for $24.95 until the 21st of April, and that's including shipping. So if you've ever wanted a copy or you want a copy, come and get it. And thanks for joining us, and have the best day of your life. And I hope that this book really helps to change your life in the way that you want it, and that is to be the master of your own body and have the power to heal.
That's right. Dr. Daryl Wolf is doing it.
Are you going to sign mine?
Oh, man, you've got to sign it. So here we are on the air. We've just done that. You'll be able to see the video. We'll have it linked up in the show notes soon. And Healthy to 100 is out. I'm holding it in my hand. And it's really, you want to talk about empowering. I can just feel the energy of what you guys put into it. Of course, people were downloading an ebook version. It's exciting. Now, for those who are listening all over the world, of course, U.S., Canada primarily, the deal that you offered was free shipping. Is that also for the U.S. since we're in Canada
now? Yep, that's for the whole of North America.
Excellent. And when we're all together, because we are now for this weekend, I'm just so excited. It's happening. Hundreds, thousands of people are going to be flooding through. I mean, will they be able to like sign up for the Healthy to 100 Club there at the booth? I mean, what
they're
going
to be able to sign up for the club, and they're going to be able to sign up for the club. And the thing is that right now, all the webinars, all the teleconferences are free to everyone. They can come on. We have the teleconferences every other Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The webinars every other Wednesday, and the teleconferences every other Tuesday.
The ultimate guide to bulletproofing your body against disease, eliminating pain, burning fat, and living longer, stronger. Tell me, I love it. And I always love the purple. You know, the moment we did the purple, it's just beautiful. This is really exciting. So when we're going to, by the way, are you steeled up? Because I keep looking at your schedule for the Total Health Conference. How is he going to, I mean, he's got energy. And I talk to folks that know him. It's like, yeah, that guy's got energy. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this. And I'm also introing you and Ty, so.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
This is really great.
Yes.
So, have you seen him in action before?
Oh, I've seen him in action.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You're not concerned at all?
No. Not
I see the confidence there. He's like, yeah, he's going to do it. He's going to
do it.
This is really great. Well, there's a buzz about Toronto. I've been out and about a little bit over the last day or two here and talking about the Total Health, and there really is an excitement. This is a big event for Toronto as far as this. I know it's a big convention center, but they know this show each year.
Oh, yeah, this is a big show, and this is the 30th year.
Yeah. I even saw that Linus Pauling was, you know, I'd been quoted as being part of the show years ago.
That's
quite a lineage of participation.
Well, this is a big show. They attract the best, and you got to understand that the Total Health Organization, this is their baby. I mean, when this show's over,
mm-hmm.
they're already getting ready for next year. I mean, this is their pinnacle event, almost their only event. So they want to make sure that it's the premier health show of North America.
Now, in addition to the books we have at the booth, of course, your lecturing and workshop presentations, what other things will people find if they come to the booth? Because a lot of folks come here to get stuff, not only learn stuff, but they want to get stuff. Are there things that they can actually walk away with beyond the book?
Well, they're going to be walking away with lots of different information. Information on the courses that we have, okay? We have training courses like in deep tissue massage. We have training courses how to become a whole life coach.
Mm-hmm. We got to go to break here. Coming back with the DACA Detox, it's Detox of Friday Extraordinaire.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
This is the weekend. We're at Total Health in Toronto, Canada. I hope to see you here. If you can't be here, you can feel the energy coming through your radio dial, coming through your computer, coming through your cell phone right now, because I've got the Doc of Detox with me. You mentioned the word light worker, And I love that concept because, you know, we talk about bringing people the light. The sunlight, we talk a lot about that, the vitamin D, the all the benefits of that. Now, I think of a light worker. Is it someone who brings light into your body or is a conduit for the light to flow through? How would you describe where you were going with this?
Well, this is where I was going, is that about 10 years ago, remember that word would come up, light worker?
Yeah, a lot.
And I just think, you flake.
Okay.
You are such a flake. You know what? Because light, it's light. You can't touch it. You can't really grasp it.
Right.
You can feel it, but it's not solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I was the flake. Because guess what? Take a look at the pictures behind Jesus. Mm. He's got a light around him.
Right.
Buddha, he's got a light around him. All the saints have lights around them. Do you know why? Because we're light beings, and we were created by light, and the greatest food in the world is light. You know, when somebody they come up to you and they're smiling, they're light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you eat whole plant-based foods, it's light. If you use essential oils, essential oils hold more light than anything else. Well, so what I understand now, remember how we used to talk about how first we talked about the inner terrain was everything. Then we talked about pH balance was everything. Mm-hmm. Then we talked about how high alkalinity is everything. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The Holy Grail is light.
Yes.
The Holy Grail is light. We're here. We know it. So, you know, that's what my book's about. My book is about shedding the light,
mm-hmm.
getting the light into people, you know, waking people up emotionally and making them understand. For one thing, you have to understand this, is between the government, between the medical system,
mm-hmm.
between religion, my God, we mm-hmm. walk around apologizing for being alive.
Right.
Sorry, I'm sorry about this, I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sorry, and I don't even care if you like me. You know, so... You know, the thing is that once you really love yourself, mm-hmm. then you don't need approval anymore.
Yeah.
So then you get to lighten up. Because what happens is when people have a judgment against you,
mm-hmm.
right, you don't take it to heart. And if you don't take it to heart, that means you don't get hurt. And then, guess what? Then they can't go around hurting people anymore because people aren't affected because they're hurt. Because hurt people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is that we just have to stop this because our government... That, believe it or not, the medical system, the religions, you know what? There are so many groups that just want to suppress 99% of the population and just keep us all down. You know, it's like we all have to walk around being ashamed of who we are and what we are when we're the most amazing things and we need to rise. And that's what the Healthy to 100 book's about. That's what the Healthy to 100 club is about. You know what? I make you this promise that in a year that the Healthy to 100 Club, it will be one of the strongest avenues for getting the truth out to people, to make people to rise up. You know, I say things and do things even on Facebook, and people are actually, sometimes the odd time, they'll swear at me or they'll down me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had that happen to me before, but now I just look at it and I go, I feel for them. They're hurt.
Yeah.
You know, well, or if I say something like, you know, like I said something the other day about somebody having, about foot fungus, that to have foot fungus, you have to, right, be just full of fungus. You can't have it in your toes unless you have it in your nose and you have it everywhere else, right? And this person just said, you're full of, you know what, and somebody should get you off of Facebook. And, you know, I just went, well, you know... She's got foot fungus.
Yeah. So what else are you going to say at that point? Listen, I had an experience of the light and the love of being up here. I had some reunions with old friends, wonderful, dear couple and their kids. And he's an athletic trainer, and he's just so excited about this weekend and the show and the information coming through. And you talk about light. We were talking about eating. Right, the need to eat. I said, I get up and I'm not even hungry. Right, I'll go work out halfway through the day, 1-2 o'clock. Oh, my body said, you know what? You haven't eaten. You could eat, right? Halfway through, I could never do that in the past. And it was like such a, and he said, that happens to me, but I didn't understand it because people said that's not right. You have to eat, right, the breakfast. And I'm like, no, my body cells are telling me what's going on. And I'm light and happy and I'm working out and I'm moving. And he's like, it was an affirmation. And he was lit up. And I was lit up. And it was like that kind of human experience where we're uplifting each other.
That's because his map of reality, okay, functions on light. Mm-hmm. It doesn't function on negativity.
Yeah.
Right? So the lighter you are, I mean, a balloon. Is a balloon light? Look at how high it is. It just floats around. It doesn't make any noise. Oh, well, I guess I'm not a balloon. I make a hell of a lot of noise, but...
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, it floats around and it just mm-hmm. it just goes. And that's what I'm trying to say is this. You know, I can go almost all day without eating, but I do have to what? I do have to breathe. I need to be grateful.
Yeah.
As long as I'm in gratitude, mm-hmm. okay, as long as I'm in gratitude, I'm drinking lots of structured water. Why? Because structured water holds more light than any other water. So we want to bring it in. Long as you are deep breathing, slow and easy, right? That's all about letting the light in, all about letting the flow.
Other words, prana, an Eastern word, they talk about these things, and the life force as a homeopath, we talk about the vital force. We've done that. And really, there's a lot of vitality that just kind of bubbles through, especially when we get together. And even when you're in Vancouver and I'm wherever I am, and people are noticing it. You know, it's like, how does the sound carry the light? Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
The sound of the voice, they can feel that vibration of what it is. What is your intention? What is it that you're being and doing?
Well, you know what? When we die, only thing that's left of us is the light. Because that's what we are. We're going to be light. And we're just going to go off somewhere else mm-hmm. and do something else. Because, you know what? We have this body because we need to get around. Because, you know, we want the whole experience. We want to be able to experience to eat. We want to experience to poop. We want all the experiences, whether you like it or not. We do. I mean, we're up there and we're looking down here and we go, whoa, what's he doing on that thing? Right? Why is he making all that noise? I want to go down there and find out why.
Yeah, just check it out. Could be interesting, right?
Yeah. Well, you know why? He's just trying to lighten his load, right? It's all about
classic.
The light.
Right. But, you know, the thing about being here, then when we get here, we forget who we are. And we say, I want to get out of this place. You know, and you work so hard to get here, to gain the experience, to learn the things we're here to learn. And you're like, get me out of here. And then at a certain point, and this is true for me, when I realized that I wasn't here to escape, I was here to immerse myself in life deeply with everything I got. Then it changed for me. It wasn't about going up to the mountaintop and hiding in a cave and being spiritual. It was like spirituality is being who you are, where you are, wherever you are, and impacting and bringing that light to other people.
Well, that's why when people talk about you, they go, oh my God, there goes the celebration of life.
Some say that. Some others, well, not so much. But
yeah, I know, but they don't live with you.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. No, but we have a good time. And this is, you know, as much as it is great, and this is something that I was talking with my friends about, too, the fact that we get to talk on the air every week, and it reaches to places we don't even know. And occasionally we get to come together physically. We get to come to these events. And really, it makes even more real, if that makes sense. I mean, I know it's real, but you get together and you're uplifted in those moments together. Because they don't always happen. It's not every day that we can get together at a conference like this. But they really are special. That's why I urge people, get out of their comfort zone and to come to these events, because they don't happen every day.
And if you can't come to this event, I just want to say this to everybody who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about yourself, it's the biggest lie that you could ever live, because you are the most beautiful, amazing person. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, because guess what? We've all done those things and we've all been there. It's just that some of us are taught to judge ourselves to the point that we never let ourselves out of jail. And I just you need to let yourself out of jail, and you need to give yourself a big hug, and you need to know that you are a beautiful, amazing person, and start honoring that. That's it.
And how do we, I say, remove the blockages to the light? Because, you know, some of it's emotional, some of it's physical, and we've talked about these varying ways. I mean, one of the things I always recommend now, of course, is the daily cleansing tea, and it is a simple thing, because sometimes people, let's be honest, are a little intimidated by addressing their emotional pains. And I say sometimes it's easier just to drink some tea. And I'm not saying that solves all your problems, but it can remove some of the burden, right? When you clean that liver, your emotions can sometimes be easier to deal with than when you're all gummed up.
Everything has a frequency. I mean, there is no time in your life that you're going to say, wow, I love sitting on top of a manure pile. And I'm not saying to anybody that that's that. I'm just saying that everything has a frequency. You know, if you were walk into a barn, you know you're in a barn. If you walk into a field with beautiful flowers, that's all we want you to be, is a beautiful flower. So we want you to just, you know, detoxify, lighten the load, and allow those things to grow that make you healthy, which is good bacteria. We're walking globs of good bacteria. So a manure pile is full of a lot of bad bacteria. So we want you to do the cleansing tea every day and gently cleanse, because people, listen, Do you ever notice that we're always waiting until we become an emergency before we do something? And that's because we're not honoring, respecting, or protecting or loving ourselves. Mm-hmm. Soon as you will know when you start loving, honoring, and respecting and protecting yourself, because you are not going to be trying to kill yourself. You know, most people that I know, and I'm sorry, Robert, but most people I know mm-hmm. are trying to kill themselves. You know, slowly.
Well, they wouldn't admit
every
that.
Day. Well, what's drinking tap water, chlorinated water?
Right.
What is eating all these processed GMO foods? What's smoking? What's having a glass of wine every night? Oh, come on, don't poo on me for drinking a glass of wine. No, it is. You're feeding the fungus. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just a sales pitch. You know, so you know, I can actually unwind.
Mm-hmm.
I can have fun, and I can act like I'm drunk anytime. Right.
Yeah.
Because I love myself, so I don't need approval to act like an idiot.
It's true. When we get together...
It's true.
No. All right, you're taking me out of context. You got me. No, I was thinking of this, because when we're together, we can be foolish and silly and
yep.
goofy, like with Ty Bollinger. You'll
yep.
see. We're all going to be together, and we're going to be just ragging on one another, just having a good time like kids do. And it's like, wait a second, you can't. You're adults. It's like, no, if you stop being a kid, you stop being the essence of who you really are. And I don't mean it in a naive way, because obviously we have to gain experience in adulthood, but we abandon the best part of being kids.
That's right.
We're
come on.
To, right?
Let him come out and play.
Yeah, exactly. This is what my wife sent me this morning. We had a big rainstorm back home, and these gorgeous flowers that just like were the happiest flowers ever. And it's just amazing. You know, again, you mentioned the flowers issue. You're in with the flowers. Be the light. That's a lot of light coming through those things.
That's right. And you know what? Get to the point in your life that nothing scares you.
Hmm.
Nothing scares you. I'm not scared of living. I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of being approved of. You know, I'm not scared about my taxes. I'm not scared about bills. Do you ever notice something?
Wait, the only thing I'm scared of is that we got to take a break now. And I don't want to lose what you're about to go and tell us. So hold on to that. Go to docofdetox.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You're going to get a lot of this light coming through that computer screen of yours, or see us get a hug in person at Total Health this weekend in Canada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Did you ever notice something? Every time Dr. Detox is ready to do something profound, I have to take a break. Well, you were talking about fear. That's not a vitamin, that's a toxin. Right, we talk about vitamin L, love, vitamin G, gratitude, vitamin F. No, it's toxin F, fear.
Yeah, it's like when you see somebody and you say, "Wow, it looks like they have a gray cloud around them." You know, you can tell when somebody's got the sunshine on them, right? Mm-hmm. When somebody's got the light in them. You know, but I just want everybody to know there, out there, that you think life is hard, you believe life is hard. But that's just in your belief systems. For somebody who believes life isn't hard, life isn't hard. You know, that's how it works. You need to understand that this is as simple as I'm going to make it, and it's as simple as it can be. When we came down here, there was only one rule, and that was whatever we think about and talk about the most is what we will become. So if you're really dysfunctional and you're in pain and you're suffering right now, it's only because you're running dysfunctional programs and you never reevaluated them and decided to bring in new programs. Oh, wow, I think, you know what? I've done the program trying to kill myself, so now I'm going to just honor myself and love myself and respect myself, and I'm really going to put a mini-me on my shoulder and just watch where I'm going.
Do you think, I think people are intimidated by the amount of power they have, that they don't want to recognize that kind of power that they have in a lot of cases.
Do you know why?
No, why?
Well, because they'll be rejected by their family, because you know what happens when you grow? Then you got to go, and that means you got to leave them behind. So you don't want to do that, because remember something, the people that are hurting all the time are using everybody else to fill up their heart. The people that aren't hurting all the time are people that filled up their heart completely with love only from themselves, and they shine that love on everyone they love. Now, when you fill your heart up with other people's love, when you don't do what they want you to do, they pull back on their love. They don't mean to. They just do that. That is built into our culture. So when they pull back on the love, then you're felt hurt, and then you're like, you know, that's where we come into the story. Well, I'm not sorry.
But you're saying, though, that by living that power, acknowledging it, and manifesting in your life, you end up alienating, not intentionally, but the people somehow now are like, they're not taking it well. I mean, it doesn't always happen, but it does a lot. People are trapped in a state of consciousness, in fear. You're filling up your heart with other people's love. Now it's theirs. They have strings. They're going to pull it back when you're going a little bit out of the bounds that I'm comfortable with. They'll pull it back, and you'll go back because you're so used to them. That's your fix, isn't it?
Well, that's why you'll always know that when you've used other people's loves, because they're going to say, honey, you're just so selfish. You're so self-centered, and you're not at all. That's what people do when they want you to live their life, because you've been living their life for so long and using their love to live your life.
So what happens? The people are scared about making that leap. What happens when they start living their own life? What happens when that power...
Well, they start losing weight. They start feeling better about themselves. They start talking differently. They start making different food choices. They start making different choices on what they're doing with their free time. And then their partner or their mother or their father or their friends go, what's wrong with you? We're not good enough for you anymore? We're not good enough for you? And then what you're supposed to say is, guess what? No, you are, but what we're doing is not good enough for me anymore. Mm-hmm. And honor that. And they might go, wow, so they didn't put me down, but they're telling me that what we're doing isn't good enough for them anymore. And they're going to go inside themselves. They're going to say, you know what? It's not good enough for me either. Somebody's got to be a hero, not a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to be a hero, not a victim. I mean, you know, victimitis is just rampant, right? Mm-hmm. We're all victims, and then we all have excuses. Well, guess what? When things go wrong, Robert, I do not make excuses.
Victimitis. You've just reclassified of the victim as an inflammatory condition. I love that.
Yeah, it usually starts around the groin and works its way up.
You know, I used to be the guy making up all the words around here. I love this. This is victimitis. That's classic. You know, it's not you, but what you're doing is not good enough for me anymore. You've taken that into a beautiful place, because now it's not about belittling anybody for trying to hold on to you, because that's their perception of love and the way you used to be.
Well,
is the way you are.
Well, if you used your love to fill up your heart, then why would you ever make judgment on them?
Come on out and feel the love this weekend in Toronto. We've got a lot more to give. Tell you what, vitamin L just flows so well right into the weekends every Detox of Friday with you, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Wolf, docofdetox.com. Tell them what they need to know before we wrap up.
What do they need to know? Well, they need to know that they're everything to us, and now they just have to know that they're everything to themselves.
And,
so,
yes.
And the other thing that they really need to know is that we're going to continually do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We really appreciate everybody that's out there and listens to us, because, you know what? It makes our heart happy when we make a difference. And you know what? I only get fired up because people tell me that we make a difference.
Yeah. Well, it is. You're lighting the fires, and the power to heal really is theirs. We're just here to remind them. So thank you, my friend. We'll see you on the show floor this weekend in Toronto.
We'll see you at Total Health.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live
In infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.